Your third day, again, start on the pivot stabilizer. But now, commence group three in your book. That's your third day's work. Now, all your rests, all your four-beat rests, whole rests, so to speak, in drill one, drill two, drill three, and drill four, now become eight-beat rests. The four-beat rests become eight-beat rests. I hope you understand that. Again, there is no lifting of mouthpiece pressure. There is no moving of a head or a horn, and there is no inhalation at that point. This develops control. In the second day's work, in one of the drills, I believe it was drill nine, you will notice you had octaves there. In between the octaves, I don't want a breath taken because it gives you a chance. It gives you a chance to cheat, so to speak, and move the mouthpiece and develop multiple embouchures. Therefore, will you take your breath throughout the book exactly where I have it marked and exactly where I have the check mark. And where I have the check mark, I also mean to remove the mouthpiece at that point from the lips to permit blood to circulate. And now in that third day, that's group three, we come to drills five and six, and an ascending arpeggio, and then descend diatonically. At the top of the arpeggio, please make sure you do not breathe. Each one of these are in one breath. Therefore, the lower you go, because the air consumption is greater, please increase your speed slightly on your lower drills. Don't forget, each key is in one breath, so set yourself accordingly. In real case of drill six, the arpeggio coming down, and then ascending diatonically, do not breathe at the bottom of the arpeggio. Conclude each key before removing the mouthpiece and taking a breath. When you've concluded this work, return to number five, that is drill five and drill six, and an octave higher if possible. Now let us say that your range hasn't developed to a high G on trumpet, that is a G above the high C, or the F above the high B flat on the trombone. Then we're going to start an octave higher where it's possible for you to do so. Let us just say I happen to turn here to the key of C in the trombone book. It's in drill five. It's on page 26. All right, if you can play a C, play that drill, put a pencil mark where you started. Do the same in the drill six. Wherever you need a pencil mark, put it down. But when you come through the book again, try to start ahead of the pencil mark. In other words, we're constantly increasing range. Again, I repeat, we are not trying to tear you down. Therefore, rest when told to do so, because the parts rested are just as important as the parts played.